Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics of the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to ask you a question. Are you wasting money on periodic website redesigns? I wrote a post back in 2005 about the problem of periodic website redesigns, yet in 2017 I still have clients asking for help with yet another redesign. In this podcast, I want to lay out why this is doomed to failure and offer you a better way. You know the pattern. You launch a new website, and for one shining moment, it's perfect. Then the money dries up and people move on. Slowly, over time, it's neglected. Content becomes out of date, the design starts to look dated, and the underlying technology ceases to be fit for purpose. Before long, the site starts to be an embarrassment. Colleagues stop referring customers to it, and users who do end up on the site are left with a bad impression and rarely return. Instead of being a lead generator and marketing tool, the site becomes a drain on resources that does nothing but damage your brand. Eventually, things become so bad that somebody in senior management throws a tantrum and a redesign project is kicked off. After considerable investment and a lot of effort, you throw out the old site and replace it with the new one. Or even worse, you redesign the site while migrating the old content across. However, at this point, the process all begins again as the money once again dries up and people move on to the next project. It's a vicious cycle that is incredibly damaging to the business. Many fail to realise just how damaging this website redesign cycle is, however. Sure, it does mean that a significant proportion of the lifetime of a website is spent not fit for purpose and damaging the brand, but to be honest, that's the tip of the iceberg. For a start, a website redesign is an incredibly blunt instrument. It throws everything out and starts from scratch. And no website is 100% terrible, yet we cast it all aside and begin again. That's incredibly wasteful and expensive. Then there is just how little we understand about user needs during the website redesign process. Maybe you do some user research and usability testing, although let's be honest, many do not. But even then, you don't know how people are going to react in the real world. It's only once the site goes live that you can learn how users will behave. Unfortunately, this is the very same moment the resources disappear. Now, you might argue you can learn from the previous website, but if you are replacing the site wholesale, it's hard to be sure that the changes that you are making are actually improving things. You are changing too much in one go to be sure of anything very much. Finally, users just don't like change. You only need to read the comments on Facebook or Twitter when they update their user interface to see that. The bigger the change you make, the more likely they are to be driven away, and you're going to lose those loyal customers. In short, we need to be rejecting website redesigns in favour of incremental improvement. Doing so has significant advantages. Take a moment to consider what comes with incrementally improving your site. For a start, your site is always going to be operating at peak performance because there will always be people tweaking and refining it. You won't end up leaving it to wither on the vine. Ongoing improvement also brings significant cost savings. Sure, you're going to have to spend money on the site on a continual basis, and at face value, that might look expensive. But in truth, it's going to save you money because you're not going to have the enormous cost of redesigning every few years. You're also not wasting money by throwing out elements of your site that work perfectly well, and then having to recreate them later. The move from a significant periodic investment to a smaller ongoing budget also makes more financial sense too. It's predictable, reoccurring investment that you can plan around. Another financial benefit of incremental improvement over wholesale redesign is that decisions can be data-driven rather than based on opinion. By monitoring user behavior, you can ensure that you're only investing in functionality and content users actually want, and that's going to save you money building features nobody cares about. Having data to inform your decisions will also speed up the process. Combined with the fact that new features can be rolled out without the need to redesign the entire system, you'll be enabled to get to market much faster. Finally, incremental improvements encourage users to keep coming back. A static site that rarely changes does nothing to promote ongoing engagement, something that's crucial for most websites these days. However, if a site is regularly changing, there is always new stuff to see and something for the company to share with the world. With the benefit of incremental improvement so obvious, the question then becomes, how do we successfully replace periodic website redesign with incremental improvement? Probably the most crucial component in being able to improve your website incrementally is to have the right team in place. To be honest, this is challenging to do if you're working with an outside agency, although I have to say not impossible. Instead, it makes sense to build an in-house team and have skills to that evolve the user interface, content and underlying platform over time. But having a team is not enough. The team also has the authority to make improvements necessary to evolve the site without constantly having to seek approval from somewhere else in the organization. I'm not suggesting they should work in isolation, they do need to collaborate, but they equally need to be able to make changes based on data they are gathering without the need to get permission at every turn. Once those things are in place, it then becomes a technical challenge. In particular, that revolves around the need for separation. In other words, you need to be able to easily change one component of the website quickly and without adversely affecting other areas. In practice, that means separating design, content, and technology. Content needs to be clean and well marked up so that you can update styles without editing the content itself. You also need to be platform agnostic so you can adapt when things evolve in the future. Equally, the design should be loosely connected with the underlying technology so that if you want to replace either element later, it won't affect the other. Finally, the whole site needs to be made up of modular, reusable components. That will ensure consistency, but also make it easy to update every instance of a component from a single place. I'll be honest, it might be that you need to do one more website redesign before all of this is possible. The chances are your site isn't built in a way that can be easily converted. But if you do undertake another website redesign, make sure that it's your last. Build it in a way that enables ongoing improvement and make sure that you don't just redesign it again. Make sure also that you put in place the team and governance that's going to enable continuous improvement over the long term.